Morning Watch, Day 4. The Grace of God in the Economy of God, Week 3. The Believer's Experience of the Grace of God in the Economy of God, Consummating in the Church as the Organic Body of Christ. Related Verses. Romans 12:6-8. And having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or service, let us be faithful in that service, or he who teaches in that teaching, or he who exhorts in that exhortation, he who gives in simplicity, he who leads in diligence, he who shows mercy in cheerfulness. Ephesians 4:29-7. Verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear. Verse 7. But to each one of us grace was given, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Romans 16:20. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. 1 Corinthians 16:23. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. Galatians 6:18. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Related Reading. Grace is simply God in Christ as our enjoyment. When this grace, this divine element, which is the divine life, comes into our being, it brings with it certain skills and abilities which are the gifts. As you enjoy God, receiving and assimilating his divine element into your being, out of this divine element proceeds some gift, skill, or ability. These gifts differ according to the divine element which we have enjoyed and which we have assimilated into our being. The gifts in Romans 12 are according to grace. This means that the gifts are granted according to the measure of life. If you have enjoyed the life of God to a high degree, you will receive a higher gift. However, if your enjoyment of the life of God is limited, your gift also will be limited. For the measure of your gift is limited by the extent to which you have enjoyed the divine life as grace within you. The gifts enumerated in Romans 12 are not the miraculous gifts which come to you suddenly. No, the gifts in Romans 12 are like the abilities of the members of our human body. All of the items included in verses 6-8 are gifts of grace and life. We may list 7 of them: prophecy, service, teaching, exhortation, giving, leading, and showing mercy. We need to remember that each of these 7 items, including the showing of mercy, is a gift. Grace is the divine element coming into our being to be our life for our enjoyment. Grace is not outward. It is the element of the divine life that is wrought into our being inwardly, and which gives us some skill or ability. The gifts of grace and life are necessary for the practice of the body life. Do not neglect the gifts of grace and life, and concentrate on the miraculous gifts, because the miraculous gifts tend to divide, while the gifts of grace and life build up. Paul was very experienced in the body life, and he knew that the gifts of grace and life are necessary for the building of the church. Therefore, in Romans 12, he did not list the miraculous gifts among the items necessary for the church life. He told the Corinthians to care for the building up of the church. In the book of Romans, his concern was not the building up of a particular individual, but the building up of the body. Thus, he did not include the miraculous gifts in this book. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear." The Greek word for corrupt signifies something that is noxious, offensive, or worthless. Our conversation should not corrupt others, but should build them up. The church and every member of the church need the proper building up. This building up is accomplished primarily by our speaking. What proceeds out of our mouth should be that which is good for the building up of the church and all the saints. Furthermore, the word out of our mouth should give grace to those who hear. Grace is God embodied in Christ as our enjoyment and supply. Our word should convey this as grace to others. The word that builds up others always ministers grace to the hearers. Our word should communicate God in Christ as enjoyment, imparting Christ to others as their life supply.